We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Well, I screwed up. I'm talking to these people, not keeping an eye on what I should be keeping an eye on. And we go into a commercial break, and I'm still talking with them. And so we missed part of the commercial. And the worst part of it is, it's one of my clients. And we can't have that. So here's the deal here. Let me read you this personal endorsement for Dwayne. I just feel just awful about this. I'd like to blame my guest, but frankly, it's on me. Oh, let's blame Jen. We can just blame Jen. Who cares about that? Anyway, so this is for Ohio Valley Waste Systems. And again, I just didn't pot up the thing. I'm just... Okay, pretend that you've never heard this before. Hi, this is Dimitri Vassilaris, host of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. If you have a business here in the Valley, Dwayne Pelek wants to lay waste to your trash. Lay waste to your trash. I wrote that. Pretty clever, huh? Dwayne is one of our friends here in the Valley in this great radio station. Dwayne owns Ohio Valley Waste Systems in Shadyside. He says that we're a small local business that serves small local businesses. So if you have a restaurant, bar, retail store, or any other type of business or organization, Dwayne takes your trash personally. Notice, takes your trash personally. Double meaning there. I'm a wordsmith. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So do his local employees. They love serving Ohio Valley Waste Systems customers. That would be you if you're smart. Dwayne's dumpsters and other containers are like new, no holes. You won't have to clean up any leaks. Wide range of dumpster sizes for your special needs. Very competitive rates with month-to-month rentals. Dwayne and Ohio Valley Waste Systems do everything they can for their friends here in the Valley. Residential also. Full disclosure, I use them for our home every Wednesday. Oh, in fact, it's this morning. They probably have already taken it. They're wonderful. They really are, honest to God, wonderful. No drama, no monster trucks, just clean, neat, efficient. These people are wonderful. I am honored. I am honored to tell everyone about Dwayne Pelek and Ohio Valley Waste Systems. I use them. They've been fantastic. Here's the phone number. Except for the cats. Their headquarters in Shadyside, they've got all these cats, including Moochie, a stray cat that adopted all of them there, including Lee and John and the rest. And if you can get past the cats at their world headquarters in Shadyside, you'll be fine. Phone number 740-676-1937. That's 740-676-1937. Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Dwayne is the best. Absolutely the best. All right. So here, I'm going to be wrapping this up shortly here with Karen Neff and her husband, Keith Beretti, been married 33 some odd years from Glencoe. It's a soup and salad fundraiser for March 1. That would be Saturday. Karen has end stage liver cirrhosis due to non-alcoholic fatty disease. She needs a liver transplant. You can get a liver transplant one of two ways, from a dead person or from a living person who donates part of her liver. And apparently you got some friend, a dear friend here, Jen, who's willing to do just that. So it's $10. The meal includes soup, salad, bread, crackers, dessert, $10. Okay. Individual quarts of soup will be available for $7. 50-50 raffle, basket auctions, and all of this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Right, St. C. Rec Center, Ruritan Building, and lots of folks are going to be there. All right, so, Karen, Keith, I don't know what I don't know. So what else should I have asked you regarding this journey that you are on?
As far as the medical part of it, I can tell you that part.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pain. I have pain every day from it. You can't really tell it by looking at me, but it goes up and down. And I have what they call it, hepatic encephalopathy, which is in the brain.
What does that mean?
That means that the toxins build up and...
It's brain fog.
They call it brain fog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dear God. How bad is it?
I don't think it's bad, but he does.
It affects her thinking, the way she does things. She forgets stuff. And...
You can tell a difference.
Oh, yeah. I can tell the difference.
Oh, my God.
You have to be with her every day to know.
Is it getting worse?
Yes. Yes.
Have you given any thought to if this thing doesn't work?
No, I'm scared because I don't know exactly what's going to happen. Even if she does get the transplant, anything could happen. Infection could kill her, and her body could reject the liver.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What are the odds of liver rejection?
I really don't know the...
They said in the first year after the transplant,
that's the
highest part.
Really?
So, yeah, they give me medications to take for during that time that are just during that time, but I will be taking medication for the rest of my life because of that, so don't reject.
Dear God in heaven, I can't imagine what you're going through. I just cannot imagine.
I never really realized how important the liver was until... We started getting into all this. Mm-hmm. I always thought your heart was your main organ, but you can't live without your liver.
My goodness gracious. I cannot even imagine regarding any of this stuff. You had mentioned something during commercial break that you had, for over the course of 1 week, you had a number of doctor's appointments in 1 week for this liver transplant thing.
It was evaluation.
All right, how many doctor's appointments in 1 week?
It was right around 32, 33, something like that.
Yes.
32 or 33 in 1 week?
In 1 week, yes. In Cleveland Clinic.
What the hell do they do?
Well, they're very thorough. They check you from head to toe. They're making sure that, like, if you would have any underlying cancers or anything like
melanomas.
Or anything that... Because after the surgery, the immune system is down. It's like it's gone. And so that's why there's such a high risk of infection and high risk of rejection. And if I had any kind of underlying cancer, with that, it could just bring it back up. Mm-hmm. But with the
real
vengeance.
Fast.
Wow.
Almost like a mass metastasized.
Wow. Are you using this as an excuse to not pay back restitution?
No.
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 You're still paying $500 a month restitution?
Yes. Yes.
And you've been doing this now for how long?
3 years.
3 years.
So $500 a month times 12 is $6,000.
Yeah.
And 3 years, $18,000.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what? 3 sixes or 18? Yeah, $18,000. Mm-hmm. So you're still doing that?
Yes.
Even with all of this?
Yes.
Yes.
God bless you for that.
We're doing what we can.
I was hoping the answer would be no, because then I would be jumping all over you. Ah, there you go. They're scamming this, that, and the other. But no, you are, well, good for you for that.
We're doing what we can, but I have to try to keep her alive, too. And it's just been bad. The house burnt down in July.
What the hell happened there?
Electrical fire up in the attic.
And that's what the fire marshal determined it was.
Yes.
Yes.
No question about it.
No question about it.
Well, we didn't have insurance, so we couldn't get anything out of it.
Yeah, we...
No insurance?
Yeah, there was... No, right. We couldn't afford it. I mean...
Oh, dear. Come on.
Because I'm only working 4 days a week right now because I have to take less time to help with insurance for her. And
you, so your house burned down to nothing.
Yeah.
It's still standing.
No, it's still standing, but it burned
shot.
And we can't use it.
And you had no insurance?
No.
No.
So, did anything else bad happen to you? Like you lost your dog or something?
No,
this is unbelievable.
Our life's like a country song right now. It's right.
Yes.
Except for the drinking.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Except for the drinking. Right. Make sure we include that. Except for the drinking.
We can just play it backwards and maybe get everything back. You know?
That would be nice.
You probably live near a railroad track or something like that, too, right? Right.
We're by a creek, so.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. There you go. Okay. So one last time, tell us about this. You both are going to be there on Saturday from 11 to 4, and you need volunteers, you need people to come and buy tickets, anything to help you, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Why don't you give us some more information on this again, please?
Okay, we're going to have all these soups, chicken noodle, cheesy potato, vegetable, zuppa, Toscano, chili, wedding soup, bean and ham, and stuffed pepper. There's going to be soup, salad, bread, and crackers, and dessert for $10. And a la carte, you can get it, the soup, 16-ounce for $5 or 32-ounce for $7. Or then we also are going to have bake sale table. It's going to have pies, cookies, cupcakes, and some pasta salad. And then you can either eat in or carry out. And we're going to have raffles, basket raffles, different
baskets. Are they nice baskets?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Like, what do you have with the baskets?
Well, there's going to be one of them. I was just told there's going to be a money tree basket.
Money tree basket. What's that?
I guess it's going to have money on it.
Oh, that's a nice basket.
Yeah.
So I might have to show up for that myself. Okay, that is great. If people want more information, is there a phone number?
Yes. Jen's number is 740-340-7265. That's 740-340-7265.
Okay, is there any other information? Like, are you folks on Facebook?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Can people get in touch with you on Facebook?
Yes.
All right. So it's Karen Neff, N-E-F-F, and Keith, spell the last name again.
B-A-R-A-T-I-E.
Okay. And also Jen, I guess, would get information as well. Olshovsky? Right. Okay. Terrific. And can they get in touch with you through the church or anything, or through how do they get in touch with you, Jen?
With the phone number.
The same phone number. Okay. And that's a text also, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that could be a call or a text. All right. Well, I do wish you both very well. I can't even comprehend what you're facing in your life these days, and you know all the terrible issues that you went through regarding the cemetery and the trial and the conviction and the prison and everything else. I mean, it's you have quite a story. You really do. And apparently, you've got quite a few really good friends who still believe in you and still care about you, which is just huge. I mean, it is just huge. So I always give my guest the last word to say anything that the guest wants or the guests want. And you speak directly to our listeners. I'll probably be on the phone doing, you know, whatever here. So just talk with them. Tell them anything you want, including how to get in touch with you again. So Karen and Keith, my microphones are yours.
Okay. I know we made a terrible mistake for our prison years, and me and Karen's been together since 1986. I'm not ready to lose her yet. We have two kids, one granddaughter, and a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law. And our house burnt down in July, like we said, and it's just been terrible. Ever since we got out of prison, it's been nothing but bad luck. And I don't know if that's God's way of punishing us more or... But we're working through it, and hopefully things will turn out all right. Because they've only gave her probably about another year to live. And hopefully this will all work out for her. Because I'm not ready to be a widow yet. You got to say?
I have portal vein hypertension too. That comes with liver. That's one of the things that causes it to go into decompensation, which is why it's so dire for me to have the transplant now.
Okay. Well, I wish you both the best. The phone number again, 740-340-7265.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. And that'll get you in touch with Jen. Yes. And she can help you with all of that. One of my listeners, a very important guy in Belmont County, a guy named Jamie Kellich. He is a brother of that Kellich woman who's the treasurer. Oh, my God, she drives me nuts. Anyway, he just sent me a text saying that Keith, and this is Jamie Kellich speaking now. I mean, this is a big deal, serious guy in Belmont County. So when he says something good about people, I pay attention. And he just sent me a text saying Keith and Karen are good, hardworking people. Send me some information if they're accepting donations. You accept donations also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Jamie Kellich, I'll send him your information, and we'll go from there. Thank you both very much. I appreciate it. Again, it's this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Soup, salad, dessert, $10, 50-50 raffle, incredible gift basket auction, and it is to help these poor people who have had a really rotten time and have had a very rugged story. There's no question. 740-340-7265, 740-340-7265. Karen and Keith, thank you both very much. I wish you the very best. You've got some very, very good friends. You really do. My very best to both of you. Please stay in touch. Let me know.
Thank you for having us on.
All right. Thank you. Let me just take a short break here before we go into the news here. Got one more hour of Facebook Live stream of this. Also 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and download the River Network app.